Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, Monday afternoon. I hope you had a great weekend. Ian went with his guy friends, and they had a weekend at a house in the woods in Mississippi. And I actually I spent all of yesterday in Macomb, Mississippi, going from a couple of different places, one place to another, to watch some of the games while a friend of mine was going through a class and taking a test. So we were both in Mississippi. I don't know how you felt, Ian, but you know, when you cross the line from Mississippi back into Louisiana, did it occur to you that, well, at least we know that if something happens, at least we'll get a fair trial now?
You know, I really did think that. I thought it both ways as I went in and out of Mississippi. I was like, well, now if something goes crazy, like now I don't know what I'm going to do. I feel like if I get in, and I don't have any reason to get in trouble. I mean, nobody's driving drunk or anything like that. But
right.
I feel like I'm not going to get static from law enforcement in Louisiana the same way I would in Mississippi. It's probably totally in my head, but
yeah,
there it is.
I know. And look, not that Louisiana is the most outstanding state, but you know, at least you thought you might.
No,
get
but
a
at
fair
least
trial.
I could be. I got a Louisiana driver's license. Yeah. Is that good for anything out here?
Well, you know, if you're in Mississippi, well, I don't know. You know, I thought I needed to be on this ladder.
Ron.
Oh my God, I know. Yeah, somebody actually sent a text and told me to stop taking phone calls from that guy, Ron, with the ladder. Like he was somebody who was calling.
We do
the
hear
show.
From him a lot. Yeah. We do hear from him a lot.
But, you know, we're just kind of joking. But, you know, look, I don't look like I belong in Macomb. And so, you know, I couldn't help but, you know, wonder, you know, what if something did happen? Not that I'm going to do anything, but what, you know, these days, it's not if you do something, it's if somebody thinks you did something. You know, we live in a time where, you know, if you look a certain way and somebody in law enforcement, somebody in law enforcement in general might think you're doing something wrong, they could always make up a reason to question you. And, you know, so I just, you know, I'm a little uneasy sometimes because of the country we live in now. And there was a time when, you know, if you didn't do anything wrong, you didn't worry about anything. But now, if somebody thinks you're doing something wrong, well, you know, you might be in trouble. And then, you know, you're not in a position to necessarily get help right away. So anyway, but Mississippi, we're kind of just kidding. We have a lot of loyal listeners in Mississippi, and I'm thrilled that all of you are listening to the show. Thank you for being part of our show. I had a good time, and I got to tell you this. The people in Macomb were really nice, going in and out of places, and not just the people who are working at the place where I went, but there were somebody would see me, you know, walking from my car, and they're just just somebody who lives in Macomb, and they went out of their way to say hi. And I thought that was great because, again, I don't look like I belong in Macomb. And I mentioned, one of the places that I went to was the Santa Fe Cattle Company, which is on the I-55 service road. I think it's second exit for Macomb. And I went in there to check out the TV situation. I had two big TVs over the bar on either side of the big longhorn head that was staring at me. And I'm thinking, you know, if this is a real head, this was one beautiful animal that, was killed. I don't know what happened. But anyway, the head was right there at the Santa Fe Cattle Company. And the men at the bar are all eating these, like, you know, big-ass steaks. And, you know, that's just not my choice of meat. I wasn't being critical. I was critical of the people, as I mentioned, who didn't flush the toilet. because there were two stalls and two full toilets that were not flushed. And it seems like it's pretty easy that, you know, you just flush the toilet afterwards, because it looked like people, you know, ate the steak and then went and just deposited it in the bathroom. So that was kind of disgusting. But I don't blame the Santa Fe Cattle Company for that. That was the fault of the patrons, who just were not couth enough to just flush the toilet. Locally, there was an election over the weekend. Amy McCarron and Jason Hughes are new to the New Orleans City Council. They will be installed in January. And so we've got new life in the city. We have LaToya Cantrell, who is going to be gone. She is out of our lives. We'll talk about her again when the trial comes up, of course, but she's gone. The arrogance will be gone. A very bad chapter in our city's history is going to be gone. And she was just somebody who just grabbed everything she could, every perk she could possibly take advantage of. She thought she was royalty, and she acted like it. And it's a shame, because she was really a public servant, but she acted like royalty, and it's a shame. And it came back to bite her in the ass. You know, I mean, she's got some serious things to deal with. But we have a new mayor coming up in January. And Helena Moreno, I think, is going to make a good new mayor. It's a fresh new start. We've got new people on the city council. It's a chance for our city to have a fresh new start. And I love, we talked a little bit about this on the show Friday. I love what Helena Moreno is saying. You know, I'm not here for the perks. I'm here for the work. And we're not going to have a big inaugural ball. We're not going to have a big Mardi Gras ball, because we just don't have the money to do it. When LaToya Cantrell was mayor, none of that mattered. It didn't matter that we didn't have the money. She did it anyway. And it was just obnoxious. So that is over. It's just over. And I can't wait for it to be officially over, which will happen very soon. So anyway, it's an opportunity for a fresh new start. The Trump administration is talking about requiring SNAP recipients to reapply for benefits. And look, I know that is a problem. I know nobody wants to have to do that. And I hope the government doesn't get a logjam of applications in, and it takes forever to get it renewed. Everybody should get their benefits in the meantime. But this is a way to combat fraud. And if the president and his administration can get rid of the fraudulent recipients of SNAP benefits, let them do it. Also, big news really in the last couple of days is the Pelicans firing head coach Willie Green. And if you listen to this show, you know that I've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now. And I just felt like it was time for a change. And I love this quote from the Pelicans: "We're not status quo people. Not going to just accept status quo. That's cool." And James Borrego, who is the interim head coach, he was coach of the Charlotte Hornets at one point. He's the new interim head coach. He said, "There's a lot of basketball still to be played. We have time to improve." He said, "We've got to be more resilient, tough, physical group, period. Whatever that looks like, we need to be that." He said, "This is a very fluid situation right now." Now, I don't know if he's going to be the permanent head coach, but you know, I mean, I guess everybody should have a shot at the job, and the interim head coach, I guess, should be considered. But Gail Benson has the money to get whoever she wants to get, and if she wants the fans to come, if she wants the fans to spend money, then spending money on a top-notch coach should not be an obstacle in the way. And we deserve it, and we should have it. And if you want fans to come out, you got to show that you really care about the team. And the Pelicans should never look like a stepchild to the Saints. And up to this point, they have looked that way. But over a five-year period, Willie Green didn't do enough, and this year was not starting off right, so why continue? But there is a lot of time left to improve, and the Pelicans could end up in the playoffs. Let's hope that happens. And let's hope they figure out what to do with Zion Williamson, because up to this point, I personally think he's been a bust, because he's not on the court enough. He's not on the court enough to matter. Yeah, we see some pretty spectacular plays now and then, but that's just it. It's now and then, and it's not often enough. All right, so, you know, I was thinking about this the other day, when the Jets and the Patriots were playing on primetime, the Jets and the Patriots, the Saints were shunned as a primetime team this year. No primetime games. And I'm thinking, well, wait, the Jets and the Patriots, they weren't that great last year. How come they got a primetime game and the Saints didn't? I think this might be another example of the Saints being kind of shunned by the NFL. The Jets last year were 5-12. The Patriots were 4-13. But yet before the season even began, I mean, the Patriots are, you know, looking really good, but before the season even began, they got a primetime game. You know what the Saints' record was last year? 5-12. Same as the Jets and better than the Patriots. And we did not get a primetime game. I think that's sad. Some major games in college football over the weekend. Very quickly, let's run over the some of the top teams. Ohio State, still number one. Indiana, still number two. Texas A&M, number three. Georgia moved up to number four. Ole Miss, five. Texas Tech and Oregon tied for six. Oklahoma, eight. Notre Dame, nine. Alabama dropped down to number 10 after their loss. BYU, 11. Vandy, 12. Utah, 13. And then it goes on. And I have been waiting for this to happen. It finally happened. Tulane has popped into the AP Top 25 at number 24. And Tulane beat Florida Atlantic over the weekend. LSU beat Arkansas. And it was good to see LSU win. It was good to see them fight for that victory. So that was good. But a lot of questions still remain about LSU. And the Saints this week are coming off a bye week, and they play the Atlanta Falcons in the Dome. As I have said all afternoon, I'm excited about this week. I am excited about seeing the Saints after this bye week, after beating the Panthers. The team is responding to Tyler Shuck. And I also have heard conversations about how, you know, teams really do play for quarterbacks. And it might not seem fair that they play better for one quarterback than another quarterback, but that's reality. Teams have collective confidence in one quarterback over another. And there was a conversation today about how the Denver Broncos have confidence in Bo Nix. And he was the kind of guy that they felt like he was going to do something in the end. They really play for him. So it's kind of an emotional thing, and it matters who's back there at quarterback. And as I said last week, I get the sense that, you know, the Saints players have kind of known that Tyler Shuck was going to be the starting quarterback, and Spencer Rattler was very good. But, you know, if you know he's not going to be the quarterback, are you really trying as hard as you can? Or do you try harder when you know it's the quarterback that's going to be the starting quarterback? I can't answer that, but I know that teams respond to certain quarterbacks. They have confidence in them or they don't. And in the game against the Panthers, it showed that the Saints have confidence in Tyler Shuck. I'm expecting the team to have great confidence in Tyler Shuck in the game Sunday afternoon in the Dome. And I also think it's time for the Saints to really end this trend of playing lackadaisical at home in the Dome. The Dome used to be an intimidating place to play for opposing teams. Not anymore. The Saints have not been playing well in the Dome all the time. And so they have an opportunity this week to change that trend. Let's see if it does. Tonight, Monday Night Football, it's the Cowboys and the Raiders in Vegas. And, you know, the Raiders are, I don't know. I mean, they're one of those teams that you just can't quite figure out where they are. They're not that great, but who knows? Maybe they can beat the Cowboys tonight. And there were some big NFL games yesterday. All right. One of the interesting things that has come up is Secretary of State Marco Rubio is asking his diplomats to consider obesity as a reason to reject visas. Should a person's weight matter when it comes to getting a visa to come in the United States? I mean, here are these people who are trying to come into the United States legally. And so their weight is going to be considered? Okay, well, come over here. So you want to come in the United States? Have you filled out all the paperwork? Okay, before we look over your paperwork, step on the scale, please. Okay, I'm sorry, you're rejected. I mean, should a nation that is collectively overweight, should we be judging the weight of people who want to come to America? Doesn't seem like that's really fair. But, you know, I do have this rare recording of a couple of U.S. diplomats assessing people who are applying for U.S. visas. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. It's Monday afternoon. Glad you're with us. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
PWL. All right, here's the new song, Because It's Christmas Time, from the Molly Ringwalds. You know, there are so many great traditional Christmas songs that we hear every year, and rarely is there a really good new Christmas song. This is one. The song is titled Because It's Christmas Time by the Molly Ringwalds. All right, let's sample just a little more before we get out of here. Molly Ringwalds, Because It's Christmas Time. I think it's a really great song, and you should add that to your list. It's available on Spotify and where you download your music, Because It's Christmas Time by the Molly Ringwalds. And I saw them Saturday night. They were at Southport Hall, and I was there for a little while. They've got a lot of new songs, and it was fun. I'm Scoot on the air Monday afternoon. Glad you're with us. Saints didn't play this weekend, and it was just kind of weird to not have a Saints game on, but there's that one weekend when they do have the bye. But LSU won and Tulane won, and you know, I'm really looking forward to the game this weekend, because I think this is going to tell us a lot about the new Saints, because this is a new Saints team, new coach, new players, should be a new attitude. Now, the Saints started off very slowly, but look back at some of those games. They were close. They were close in a lot of those games. There were a few blowouts. There were drop balls. There were, you know, amateur mistakes. But you know, a lot of teams do that too. Like I said earlier in the show, I saw a lot of drop passes in the Chiefs Broncos game last night. So it does happen. But the Saints really came together in that game against the Panthers, and that doesn't tell us everything. It's just one game. But is this team going to return to the dome with a new attitude? It's just, I just find it really sad that the team has lost dome field advantage. And the dome used to be in a very intimidating place for opposing teams to come in and play. It's not that anymore. That's not my opinion. That's a fact. And only the Saints themselves can change that. They're coming off a bye. What's their attitude going to be? Are they just going to act like the bye week is continuing, and you know they're in uniform now, and you know they're going to do the best they can? Or are they going to come out and kick ass? You can tell. You can tell when they've got that attitude. It's on the sidelines. It's on the field. And the fans deserve to see that. Fans can't guarantee that their team's going to win, but fans can expect that the team is there with a fighting spirit. I may be disappointed, but I think we're going to see that fighting spirit with the Saints this coming weekend. All right, let's go to Egan with some of your text messages.
Here's a text that says, Scoot, don't forget Drew Brees is going to be broadcasting from the booth on Sunday, and that should be interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. That's cool. I'm glad he's back because of the problems with Mark Sanchez legally getting drunk and apparently getting into a fight with somebody. There was an opening in the Fox News booth, and so Drew Brees is filling that, and he knows the game as well as anybody, so I'm glad he got that position.
Here's a text that says, Goodell hates the Saints. It is my opinion that if he had been the commissioner after Katrina, we would have lost the team to San Antonio. Texter follows up and says, Goodell hates New Orleans, rather.
Well, you know, I can't speak for him, but it does seem like there is. And look, I'm not one to play victim when it comes to New Orleans. I'm a native. I'm not one to play victim. But it does seem as if there is a discrimination against the Saints. And as I pointed out, the Saints have no primetime games this year. Their record last year was 5-12. Well, the Jets and the Patriots were on the other night. The Jets were 5-12 last year. The Patriots were 4-13. They got a primetime game. I know it's because it's New York and New England, much bigger markets. But you've got to be fair to all of your NFL teams. It's not fair to not be fair to teams that are in smaller markets. So, again, I think the Saints have to fight not only their own battles of being great, but they also have to fight what might be an intrinsic discrimination from the NFL.
Here's a text that says, it makes me wonder, Scoot, if some NFL players are deliberately missing passes for gambling reasons, as you've seen in the NCAA men's basketball scandal.
You can't help but think that. You can't help but think that that is a possibility. That's why it's so devastating when we discover that players are betting on games, that players are involved with big-time gamblers. And, you know, we're talking millions of dollars. And so, you know, it's one game. Let's say it's one loss. But if a player can make millions and millions of dollars, like they don't make enough already, some players might sell their integrity. So it's really devastating when players do that. And I hope it's not very many.
Here's a text that says, prop bets are easier to rig, such as the number of passing or rushing yards, number of goals, number of strikeouts. Those are the ways that individual players can be involved in rigging bets. It could affect the outcome of the game. Prop bets are not legal in Louisiana. I did not know that.
Didn't know that either. But, you know, if a player is not catching passes, stop throwing it to that player. You know, but there was a trend with Chris Olave. He was dropping passes. And then the last game, maybe the last two games, Chris Olave has been much better. And he was snagging them in the game against the Panthers. So, you know, he totally changed. So did Juwan Johnson. He was dropping passes and then stopped dropping passes, and he's done really well.
That last comment kind of didn't pass the smell test. I've checked it out. Prop bets are legal in Louisiana only for professional sports, not college sports.
Okay, good.
And I'll leave you with this one. Hey, Scoot, the Pels are a hot mess. Someone needs to lay down the truth. They need to ship up or ship out, especially that guy Zion Williamson. The crybaby. Take the Pampers off of him right now. Go Pels. What up, Ian? You the man.
You know, thanks. I love the Pelicans. I love that there's NBA basketball in our city, and I hope it stays. And that's one of the reasons why I'm, you know, so interested in Gail Benson and the Pelicans hiring the right coach. I mean, she won't make the decision on the coach. She trusts other people to make that decision. But she certainly has the money, and money should be no object for Gail Benson. There, you know, she has more money than a lot of owners in the NBA and owners in the NFL. So there's no reason why we shouldn't have a top-quality coach. And then maybe it's a young coach that is just really hungry and a young coach that just shows all the signs of being great one day. Maybe it's that kind of coach. And I've talked about that with LSU looking for a new coach as well. All right, we got to get to a break here. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. TV personality and drag queen RuPaul had a big hit. It was called Supermodel, and today we wish RuPaul very happy birthday. I know you're not supposed to tell a woman's age, but RuPaul is 65 years old today, and she really doesn't look it. I'm Scoot. We will be back on WWL. All right, it's November, and, you know, people are starting to think about Thanksgiving. Many of you have plans. Hey, by the way, the FAA has, you know, changed things, and everything has changed since the government shutdown ended, and the airlines are no longer canceling flights. But I thought we'd start sneaking in some Thanksgiving music. Mashed potatoes with that brown gravy. You know, when I was a kid, I used to take the mashed potatoes with the gravy and the butter in the middle, and I used to kind of, with my fork and spoon, I would kind of build up the the mashed potatoes into something that was a little sort of a small version of like a volcano. I would kind of, you know, it was kind of round and flat. I would build up the top and can't keep the butter and the gravy in it. And then I would cut slits with a knife just down the sides and pretend that was the lava flowing down. And I did that as recently as last year? No, anyway, it's fun things to do with. You know, we had to talk about that sometime. I'm going to write that down. Fun things to do with food. Yeah, I used to do that. I used to also pretend that I was. Hang on, wait a minute. That wasn't supposed to appear there. Okay, stop. Yeah, thank you. I also used to pretend that I was a monster, and I would set up the broccoli like it was a tree. And then I would come down and eat the broccoli, like I was the monster eating the broccoli. And then, I also remember when my mom would serve spinach, I would pretend to knock myself out and my face would fall down right next to the spinach. And I would eat some spinach like Popeye and then be well and strong again. Yeah, fun things to do with food. I'm Scoot, Monday afternoon. Glad you were with us. I did a video Friday on this. It's still on my Substack account. And if you haven't done it yet, I invite you to join me on Substack, not just for me, but for all the other people on Substack. It's a great source of information. It doesn't have the trolls that Facebook has, so it's a little bit more mature, has a lot of journalists on there, and I'm very proud to be part of Substack. It's available by downloading the Substack app and then just, you know, search Scoot on the Air and then become a subscriber. And I do invite you to comment on the videos that I post on Substack every day. And the last video that I posted there was about Megyn Kelly talking about the Jeffrey Epstein files, and she was kind of justifying Jeffrey Epstein. She was trying to kind of stand up for Jeffrey Epstein and say that, well, Jeffrey Epstein was interested in teenage-looking girls. She said it's not like they were five. I mean, are you kidding me? So it's okay if she's 15 because she's a teenager. And the good news is it's not like she was five. She was 15. And, you know, this is the kind of mentality that swirls around wrongdoing, the justification of wrongdoing by people that we like, people we support. So I just thought that was rather appalling, and that was one of the things that I posted in the video. There's a big difference between a 15-year-old and a 5-year-old. Not when it comes to sex, Megan. I mean, I thought that was kind of ridiculous. So I'm sure you've heard. The president says, release the Epstein files. Now, having been part of this effort to keep the Epstein files suppressed, and now all of a sudden it's okay to release them? I just can't help but wonder if maybe they found a way to get some things out of there. So when they're released, it all looks good. I don't know. And I don't know if we're ever going to find out the truth. And I don't think we should accuse people of being guilty if they're not guilty. But we know one thing for sure. Jeffrey Epstein was guilty. Jeffrey Epstein ran a underage child sex ring. And there are a lot of rich, powerful men in this country. And some of them may have been politicians who took advantage of that and paid money or did favors to be able to have sex with underage girls. That is just really sad. And the other interesting story is Marco Rubio telling his diplomats to consider obesity as a cause for rejecting visas. As a country, should we be rejecting people based on their weight? I just think it's wrong because we are collectively not in great shape. I mean, we got to have some fat bottom girls here. We got to have some, girls who got back for sure. All right, we're going to come back to wrap up the show on WWL. All right, and if you're going to the Saints-Falcons game Sunday, let's just open it up by being loud. You know, it's also up to us, the fans, to do what we can to make the Dome a very intimidating place to play. And what I have seen sometimes is the fans are really ramped up. They're really excited in the beginning. And the team doesn't give them a reason to cheer, and their noise fades. So the team needs to do their part as well. All right, Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettelier coming up next with the second guest show live from the Silver Slipper Casino on the beautiful beaches of Hancock County, Mississippi. Those guys will have a lot to talk about, and the coaches show, they'll be talking about the Saints and the Falcons coming up. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Market Manager Dan Barron, News Anchor Chris Miller, Traffic with Courtney P. Oh, by the way, Jameis Winston started for the Giants yesterday. Now I know why we don't have him as quarterback. As always, I thank you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. Have a great afternoon. Monday's over. Love you, New Orleans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.